Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We're live today at McGurk's in Langhorne. Come on out for lunch. There's summer menu. Hugh Douglas just ordered some food. We all ordered some food. We're hanging out today until 2 doing the show, getting set for the NBA draft tonight, and, of course, reacting to last night's Phillies loss. I can't believe Topper let Rojas sit there in that spot in the ninth inning. Where do you come down on that? Right now, though, Hugh, we got to go out to the guest line and invite our friend on, Elliot Shore Parks.
ESP.
Brought to you by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the 50. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliot, how are we doing today?
I'm excited. It's a big day for the Sixers, a chance to, you know, change their otherwise bleak future. So hopefully they get the pick right tonight.
Well,
so,
hopefully they do. Are you willing to, is it time, are you at the point now where you're ready to move off the Ace Bailey thing and join the rest of us in reality?
Oh, absolutely not. And I actually think I'm the only one that's in reality, and everybody else is talking themselves into this. Let's just look at what is happening here, right? He has been the number three prospect for essentially two straight years. You could argue he was a number two prospect prior to the year. Dylan Harper's passed him, but he has been the top three prospect for 2 years, his last year in high school and then last year all in college. The Ace Bailey camp is making it clear to anyone that'll listen, he doesn't want to come to the Sixers. Now, why would he do that? He's doing it because he knows the Sixers are going to take him, and he's trying to prevent that from happening. Everybody knows they like VJ Edgecombe. Well, why is that? Because they don't really want VJ Edgecombe. They might take him, but they clearly want somebody to trade up. So I think tonight, if they stay at three and there's no trade, I think they'll take Ace Bailey.
Well, that would be a disaster if they do that. Why?
No, it would be the best pick they could have made.
It would be a disaster. So hold on. Before we get back to debating how good of a player he is, why do I want a player who is making it abundantly clear he doesn't want to be here? Why am I interested in this player?
Because he's the best player. And if I'm Daryl Morey, I don't love that this is happening. It's not, you know, making me more excited to draft him. But he's 18 years old. I'm not ready to label a kid that's 18 unwilling to change. I mean, you know, kids are emotional. When I was 18, I was emotional all the time. Who knows how he'll feel a month from now or when he's 19? What I do know is he's getting bad advice from an agent that only has one client. That client is Ace Bailey. And I don't think the agent knows what he's doing. Now, you could argue Ace shouldn't be listening. I would say that shows he's coachable. But regardless, we will see how it turns out when he gets here. He's not going to hold out. He's going to come here and he's going to play, and the Sixers will be better for it.
I mean, I kind of hear what he's saying.
Oh, jeez.
No, I mean,
he just said he's coachable because he's listening to his agent that has lost his mind.
That was a stretch, but I understand where he's coming from when you say that. So Elliot, when you look at this team and the way it's constructed, how is it going to be constructed moving forward? What are we going to do with Joel Embiid and Paul George in this situation if we got Ace Bailey and these other young guys we have on the team?
Well, here's the great thing for tonight about the Sixers. There is no team. What team is there? The team was atrocious last year.
Well, I agree with you on this. You're right.
Nobody was playing. So, yes, they have Maxey and McCain, who I think are nice pieces to have moving forward. Quentin Grimes showed some potential last year. They don't have anybody on the roster that I'm taking into consideration when I'm making a selection of this magnitude. They need to select the player that they think has the best chance of being a star. If Joel Embiid was still an active NBA player and Paul George was still good, yes, I could see an argument for VJ Edgecombe. But that is not the case with those two players. So while VJ is a nice role player, and I think he will have a successful NBA career, there's things I definitely like about him. He is not, in my opinion, the upside player that Ace is. So I do hear people say, and I understand, like, well, how will they all fit in with Maxey, McCain? And I don't care. None of those guys are important enough to impact this pick, in my opinion.
See, there's a lot of issues I have with Ace Bailey. Number one, I don't see the upside you do, so I think we start in a different place.
Why don't you? Just out of curiosity.
Because I don't think his game is an NBA game. I think.
What about it?
Well, he's not a great free throw shooter. So if you're gonna be a high level scorer in the NBA, usually you are a great free throw shooter. It's not typical where guys average 27, 28, 30 points per game, which is kind of the hope if you get a player, in this high in the draft, that they don't shoot free throws in the 80% range. It just doesn't happen very often. I believe he was under 70%. So there's that. And then it's the way he takes his shots. He doesn't go to the basket or shoot a lot at a high level of threes. He takes mid-range twos. That's not typically how you score in the NBA. So I have questions there. I don't think he's as wow of a prospect athletically as maybe you do. He's 6'7". There's a million 6'7 players in the NBA.
Well, if he's 6'7 without shoes.
Well, that's right. But if he's 6'10, yeah, it's a different story. He's not 6'10, which we were told when he was in college because that's what he's wearing shoes. The other thing, yeah, Elliot, is the culture. The Sixers culture has stunk. They have players here who don't get it. Why do I want another player like that? Do you think that he would reach his potential on the Sixers?
So here's what I would say about the culture thing, right? So me and Joe have worked together more actually longer than anybody else in my career. We used to work at NJ.com together. Our good buddy at NJ.com that covers Rutgers, that is at all the Rutgers games, that is around the program, Steve Paletti, wrote a column that said all this stuff about Ace's personality is wrong. The agent is painting Ace in a way that is not advantageous. We didn't hear anything about Ace's personality prior to the beginning of the draft season, right? We didn't hear last year when he was playing at Rutgers, oh, he's a problem. I would actually argue the fact that he went and shared the ball with Dylan Harper goes against everything everybody said about him. He didn't go to some program where he could just shoot the ball a ton. He went to a bad program and shared the ball with Dylan Harper. So there is evidence of him being a good teammate. So I think the culture thing, while I agree the Sixers do have a bad culture, I don't think Ace Bailey is a problem the way other people do.
You know, Elliot, I'm curious, who is his agent and why do you think he's giving him this advice? What is the overall outcome that you think the agent is trying to achieve by giving him that advice?
So it seems like his agent is trying to get him to a place where he can be the primary focus of the offense. He can shoot a lot and he could score a lot. And if he averages 24 points over the next 3-4 years, whatever it is, he will get a max contract. Like, that will happen. So I don't completely even disagree with the agent. I find it actually pretty funny that a lot of people want to say players should have power in what they want to do. Players should control their own career until it's inconvenient for us. Then not so much, right? So Ace trying to go to the team he wants, I don't love it, but I understand it. Now, I think it's bad advice in the way that if he came to the Sixers, he would have a chance to shoot a lot. I hear so many people say, well, Embiid and Paul George are going to be bigger options than him. When? 12 times a year when they play? They're not going to be out on the court. So, yeah, in make-believe land where Joel Embiid is playing all the time, you're right, Ace won't get to shoot as much. But in reality of what we've seen, he's not going to play all the time. And so, yes, Maxey McCain will be there and they will share the ball. But I think Ace, because of his physical advantage he has over both of them, has just as high of a ceiling. So I think they're trying to get him to get more shots and score more. I just think they're wrong in thinking that can't happen with the Sixers.
All right, a month of this, so obviously we're not changing each other's minds. So we'll see what happens tonight. Elliot, let's hit a couple more things NFL-wise, because a couple things are interesting. One, you put out yesterday, and then one I heard you on the afternoon show with an interview with Pablo Torre. Let's start with your list. You had a list yesterday of the best franchises in NFL history, and you said you've been thinking a lot about it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I had a lot of thoughts as I looked at it. Top four seemed pretty, you know, I would put the same top four in some order, right? The Cowboys, Packers, Niners, right? All that. You have the Lions on the list, and you have the Chiefs as an honorable mention. How?
Yeah. So I'm surprised how many people are pretending the Lions aren't a huge part of the fabric of the NFL.
Well, but they're a losing part.
They are, but would you say the Boston Red Sox are a huge part of baseball's history and fabric?
Well, yes, but because the Boston Red Sox had gotten close so many times, and it was the heartbreak of the Red Sox.
Regardless, they have not won, though.
Made nine World Series before they won it.
But the Red Sox were known for being losers. They were a cursed franchise that were losers, right?
Yes.
That's what they were known for.
They also, at one point, had the greatest player of all time.
Curse of the Bambino.
They had Babe Ruth. I mean, the Lions have had a running back and a wide receiver in 60 years.
Yeah, well, but I think you would find people that would argue that would say Barry Sanders is one of the five best players to play in the NFL.
Sure.
So I think if you want to say the best player thing, that qualifies for the Lions as
the
well.
The Red Sox also were part of the biggest rivalry in the sport. The Lions and what? The Packers is a big rivalry?
The Lions play in one of the premier games every year on Thanksgiving. People grow up watching the Lions.
I wouldn't say play. They mostly were the sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, they get rocked.
Right, they were there,
game.
Though. They were there.
Yeah, okay.
So, people grow up watching the Lions. As for it being over the Chiefs, I just think the Chiefs are recency bias. Like, they are a great franchise. It's why I have them 11. No disrespect to be 11. But a lot of their Super Bowls have come recently. And I don't think they've been this, like, premier franchise. They're not, like, a major media market. So I think you can tell the story of the NFL if you remove the past 5 or 6 years or whatever without the Chiefs. I don't think you can tell the story of the NFL without the Lions.
But you can't tell the story of the NFL without Patrick Mahomes. I mean, right?
Yeah, recency. That's
right.
Recency.
But if you make a list right now of the best players to ever play football, Patrick Mahomes is on the list.
Yes, that's why they're 11. If it wasn't for Patrick Mahomes, I don't even think they would be 11.
They also might have the greatest coach of all time. Greatest coach and one of the top five quarterbacks ever, and they're behind the Lions.
Yes, because the Lions are a historic franchise. I think they've been in the league the fifth longest of all the teams. They're one of the original six. That matters.
They're old. I mean, they're
yes,
an old
that
legacy
matters.
Team. Legacy.
I have to hear people on WIP tell me old stuff matters all the time. Now all of a sudden, I say it. Yeah, and it's you know it's crazy to say the Lions are one of the biggest franchises in the league. I think that's not even up for debate.
The biggest loser matters is crazy.
Yeah, loser franchise. But and
yeah,
now
they are a loser franchise, but they're a big loser franchise.
I understand your reasoning, but they're not ahead of the Chiefs. Okay, let's end with this because I found the interview you guys did yesterday with Pablo Torre fascinating. We haven't discussed it much yet, but I'm sure people have kind of either heard you guys yesterday or heard the overall idea of the story. So Mike Florio, Pablo Torre, they uncovered this document that alleged that the NFL owners were colluding a few years ago to keep salaries down, especially guaranteed contracts for quarterbacks. And they kind of high-fived each other when they kept Lamar away from a fully guaranteed deal and Russell and all those guys are up. Elliot, after you did the interview yesterday, because when I was listening to you guys, I had a thought. I'm curious what you think of it as someone who thinks about the NFL and covers it as much as you do. Elliot, I'm not condoning the idea of collusion or something illegal, But I understand where the owners are coming from. Forget their pockets for a second. Elliot, I think the NFL is better if there's not guaranteed contracts. They can move off players. Players are playing for their next contract all the time. Like, I know we want to side with players, and I'm sitting next to a former player right now. Yeah. I think the league is better if they keep doing it this way, where the contracts are not fully guaranteed.
So is that specific to the NFL, or do you feel that way about basketball, baseball, and hockey?
Well, we're past the point of no return on those.
Right? No, I know, but I guess what I'm saying is...
Their unions are a lot stronger, too.
What I'm saying is the shelf life of football players is less. I'll give you an example. James Bradbury. In a guaranteed contract world where they can't structure it the way they do, the Eagles may have been forced to play him last year or keep him as part of the active roster. Instead, because they can move money around and knew they can get out of it, they just move him off to the side and we forget about him. Same thing with Bryce Huff. If you make mistakes in the other sports, you're stuck. And in football, you're not.
Yeah, welcome to the Sixers. Yeah.
Right, and I think it makes football better. It makes the product – you're never dead as a team if you make a mistake.
You could bounce back quicker.
Yes, and I think if we get to a point of fully guaranteed contracts, it's going to make football worse. That's my feeling.
So I agree with you. I would say that to all sports. I wouldn't say that specific to the NFL. You are correct that the NFL is the only league right now where they truly don't really have to deal with that. I mean, we've seen that with the Eagles. They signed Carson to a massive deal. They moved off of him relatively quickly. Bryce Huff, relatively quickly. So I agree with you on that. And, I mean, just to play devil's advocate, though, and I'm sure you would agree with this, you can see why the players wouldn't like
that,
though.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
So I think what's interesting about the Pablo Torre story, and I would recommend everyone go listen to it. It is very complex. He does a good job explaining it. But what I think is going to happen as a result of this is the league is trying to make it so that the owners that spend more money don't get the advantage over the owners that don't spend a lot of money. And we're seeing some changes coming, I think, to the salary cap in the next few years, where you're not going to see dummy years allowed. That's something the Eagles use because Jeffrey spends a lot of money. Other teams that don't spend a lot of money don't use it because you can't do it as well if you're not spending the money. And the owners around the league are embarrassing other owners unintentionally, but still doing it, by spending as much as they do, and then the owners that don't spend look bad. So in the salary cap, that's going to be an impact, but then it also is with the guaranteed money. I mean, the guaranteed money is straight up like cash you have to spend, right? I mean, there is some guaranteed money that's year over year and all that, but for the most part, it's normally a signing bonus or a large check. And when you're guaranteeing a large portion of a contract, you are cutting a large check right away. So at the end of the day, to me, this is all about certain owners not wanting to spend as much money as other owners.
Yeah, it's a super interesting thing that came out yesterday. I feel like it's kind of flown under the radar how big of a deal it was. The NFL owners tried to collude, and then they didn't. It got to the point where everyone just kind of moved on their separate directions. But it doesn't mean it won't happen again. I mean, they've done it once.
Well, and what's unfortunate about it, and Hugh said that, is like – that the players' union right now for the NFL is not a very strong union.
Yep.
The league wins all the time over the players' union. So it is an interesting story. I do think it's unfair to the players, but I think the CBA is not up for 6 years, and the chances of them actually getting something, unfortunately, I think are very slim.
It is. It's going to be wild if more comes out or if there's a further to this down the line. Elliot, we appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy tonight. We know what you'll
Ace
be rooting for.
Ace the pick.
Run away from Ace Bailey is what I say. All right. Thank you, Elliot. We'll talk soon.
Yep. Have a good one, man.
Elliot Short Parks there. I didn't imagine he would jump off the Ace Bailey bandwagon.
I thought it was kind of interesting.
He's getting stronger.
Yeah, I kind of felt.
Well, he's coachable because he's listening to a ridiculous
agent. I didn't agree with that. But the fact that, you know, he's 18 and impressionable, that's a fact.
So that's fair, but they're all 18. So why would I gravitate towards, like, we play the audio of VJ Edgecombe. Sounds like a grown-up, right? Mm-hmm. He sounds like he wants to come here. He wants to play with the other guys. He wants to work his way to develop with, like.
What's the difference between him and others?
Wait, why is one 18-year-old acting like he's trying to run the whole show, while the other ones, from what we've heard, they're acting more like pros?
And I don't know this for sure. But I would say it's the way he was raised. And it sounds like VJ was and again, I am recklessly speculating because I don't know anything about Ace Bailey's family. But when you talk about – and Elliot threw some things out there that got me to thinking. When you talk about having an agent that only has one client, that's a red flag right there.
Totally.
That's a red flag. And not only that, and I'm not trying to knock his parents because I don't know his parents. But if you know your son has I guess, transcendent ability, or he's one of the top five players in the league, then you go out and you try to get him the best representation possible, and you do your homework, in my opinion, because I'm thinking as a parent now. And when you have an agent that only has one client and is telling your son to play hardball, that kind of screams to me, okay, what's going on at home where the family – and this is not an indictment on the family because I don't know his family, and I am recklessly speculating like I'm saying. But from a household where, you know, there are strong moral values that – you know, you're a little bit more humble, and you do your homework. If it's something you don't know, you go do your homework.
Yeah, right.
And it doesn't feel like that's been the case. It feels like, you know, this sounds like a homeboy or somebody, a cousin or somebody that's doing all of this.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of – I mean, the kid has a lot of red flags. And if it was just about his game, we could pick that apart. Like, what do you like better, fit? He doesn't want to be here. I mean, it's quite simple for me. I'm not going to force him to play on the Sixers when I don't think we would get the best out of him, whatever his ceiling is. And that's just not – that's where the Ben Simmons thing comes in. We didn't get the – Ben Simmons didn't reach his ceiling, unfortunately, for him, for the Sixers. Mm-hmm. He just didn't. I mean, he was compared to Magic Johnson and LeBron James when he came out of LSU. He didn't reach that, obviously. I'm not interested in going down this path again with someone who doesn't want to be here. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
How you doing, Hugh, Joe, Kyle? What's up, man?
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, sorry about the music. I was getting a little cleanup on, man. I had a little Anita Baker on.
Oh, like Jalen Hurts with Anita Baker.
I'm not a fan.
Nah, but I was telling Kyle, man, when we first called. At first, I was blaming Nebrowski. But I'm going to blame Topper for that loss last night. Because you got Rangers out there dealing the whole game. And instead of taking him out, you leave him in. That homer should never happen. And as for bringing in Rojas, we have better players on this team than him. So I feel like that falls on Topper. You have Marcin there. You have better players hitting-wise that you could have put in that situation instead of bringing in Rojas that you know is not good in them situations. So I put that loss last night on Topper. We're on a high with this team, playing good baseball lately. And I feel like that was a – last night wasn't one of the Topper best managing, you know.
No, it was not, Terrence. And you're right. I mean, I don't even care what option he goes to in the ninth inning there to pinch hit there. But it's got to be one of them. Is it Marsh who's hit lefties better? Is it Stott who could obviously work a walk and move the runner up? Is it Kepler who might run into a home run? I mean, the worst option is Rojas. He can't hit.
Yeah, and Joe, I gotta touch on the Sixers thing real quick, mm-hmm. man, because we all know H. Billy doesn't want to be here. So, look, if we sit here and we bring him here, that'll be an idiotic move because this guy's still not the first pick for the Mets. Like, what is that?
Yeah, that was final straw, Terrence. If he threw out the first pitch for the Mets.
Yeah, and I don't like his attitude. Like, they saw him doing a scrimmage with Giannis takes him and Dylan Harper on the scrimmage, being a good veteran, bringing these young guys in the league, and they're playing against each other and. You know, he makes his shot over Giannis, and Giannis, they're doing drills, and Giannis puts his hand out to give him a high five. You don't leave Giannis hanging for 10 seconds. You left Giannis hanging for 10 seconds like he didn't see his hand in the air.
Yeah, we can't
do
that.
This guy, I don't like his attitude. I think we should go with VJ or Dylan Harper as my choices right now, because you can't go wrong with a nice backcourt with Maxie and Harper. That would be an elite backcourt if you ask me. But I don't want this guy here. Don't pick him. If he picks him, to me, it's a doomed pick for number three.
I think it'd be a major mistake. And Terrence, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, throwing out the first pitch of the Mets game, Hugh, it felt like the final straw. He's really begging not to be a Philly and not to be a Sixer. I've never seen anyone not want to be here
than him. Well, first of all, he's not affiliated with anybody yet.
Yeah, but come on. The day before, he could get picked by the Sixers. He throws out the first pitch in a Mets uniform.
I don't think he counts.
Oh, come on.
He's not affiliated yet.
Kyle, was that not a clear signal he doesn't want to be a Sixer?
I mean, that more than any of the other ones. Like, oh, besides explicitly saying, I don't want to be with the Sixers.
He threw out the first pitch.
Throwing out the first
Mets
pitch for the Mets
yesterday.
I'm starting to lean towards Elias Tate when he's getting bad advice, man. I mean, 18 years old, you don't know what you want to do at 18 years old. And I'm starting to lean more towards
Elias. You're becoming an Ace Bailey guy as the show goes on.
Who's Ace Bailey's agent? Is Hughes becoming a company man for him before our very eyes?
I like how
I gotta
this,
look at what's on the t-shirt.
When I try to bring, you know, some maturity to this show. Maturity?
You never do that. Let's be honest.
It goes through personal attacks.
Baseball player name in the last 50 years yesterday because of you.
That's yesterday. I'm trying to evolve as a player.
No, you're not.
I'm trying to evolve as a player.
You asked one of our callers yesterday what she meant
player.
By getting wild and nifty. You're not mature.
Hey,
you're not mature.
I'm trying to evolve as a person.
It's ridiculous.
So I'm trying to give the young 18 years old. That's young. And you got somebody in your ear telling you, ain't no telling what whoever this person is, male
he
or female.
He is a losing player.
Nah.
Losing player.
And if we draft him tonight,
he'll be a losing player.
We'll. And if he comes
oh,
in.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's mind's going to change once the Sixers take him.
Well, that's
a winning franchise.
I mean, he's going to win us all over.
No, he's not.
What did Rocky say? If I could change, you could change.
Are you comparing the end of the Cold War to taking Ace Bailey in 3?
I'm just trying to tell you, man. Rocky is Philadelphia. And like Rocky said, if I could change, you could change. And if we get this kid out here.
Oh, stop it.
We're going to forgive him. If he's dropping 30 a game and he's making us forget about Joel Embiid, we're going to forget about all of that.
He couldn't make the tournament.
We're
going to
forget about all
Rutgers.
That. If Rutgers is different. I ain't got nothing for that because, there's probably some validity to that. But anyway, like I was saying, if we get this kid, Joe, we're going to embrace him because he's one of us. He's probably going to get there in his press conference and say, yeah, I made some mistakes because I didn't know any better. He's 18, Joe. He's the best player at 3 that we can take. We have sat here for almost 4 hours and talked about. We've talked ourselves into getting a 2-for-1. Like, that's going to be better.
I haven't talked myself.
Well, I mean, Kyle's kind of on that boat because Kyle wants to trade down and get two guys instead of one guy and all. So, basically, you're watering it down.
Do you realize how sad this is? This kid expressly said, I don't want to be here.
He's Rocky,
canceled
Joe.
A workout, and now he... Well, so, yeah, Hurts is Rocky last week. Now he's Rocky. Everyone Hugh Douglas wants to defend is Rocky.
No, what I'm saying is this. He might be getting bad advice.
Oh, my God.
We are operating from... Are we not operating from a position of we don't know everything about this situation?
I'm on board now.
Aren't we operating from that?
This is the worst pump up speech I've ever heard.
I'm just trying to say, man, get the kid a benefit of the doubt. That's all.
He can go be a wizard. Let him go.
Now that would be just sad.
Yeah, well, that's what he's asking for. All right, I can't anymore.
Well, it all depends. Like if we draft him tonight and he start pouting, then we'll see.
You know, actually, I hope for all of you people, like you, Elliot, you people, that they do draft him tonight, and he refuses to play. And then Maury's stuck taking 10 cents on the dollar for a kid that didn't want to be here in the beginning.
You know, it would be even worse than that. If when you draft, you know, they put the hats on or whatever.
Oh, it's always uncomfortable. They've got the wrong hat.
And if he get the, and if he be like, no, nah, or if he just say no. Nah.
And I blame you and Elliot. You and Elliot.
I'll take that heat.
Yeah, you should get it.
I'm just trying to get a kid the benefit of the doubt, man. 18 years old, yeah, he knows no better.
He canceled the workout and then threw out the first pitch for the Mets. The red flags are abundant, and you just ignore them. 215-592-9049. All right, your phone call is coming up here. We'll get to more Phillies. What happened last night? Your reaction to it. Topper, Rojas, Dombrowski, who do you blame the most for the loss last night? Your take on the Sixers, the Bailey situation, and a little trade deadline rumor roundup. Who the Phillies could add in a potential trade, that situation, what players are available, some names to watch, all coming up. It is the Midday Show live from McGurk's in Langhorne on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.